Skipper's craggy face lit up with pleasure.
You took the words right out of me mouth, though it was passing fair for a beginner. Well, rookie, me old charmer, I gotta get our mate back home to his sister and mama.
Dana put a paw around the otter fixer's shoulder affectionately.
Thank you, Rocky. I owe you my life.
She stiffened and shook his paw off.
Do you want to touch me, river dog? I don't like being touched by any beast. Go you to the cave, take back your blade and get from the set.
Dana stood up, a hurt expression on his face. The ancient otter wrapped his rudder with a stick and cackled it.
But come you back when you're learned to make the soup better than Skip. Rocky, be pleased to see you then.
2 days and three nights had passed for the watchers on the wall top. By now they had been joined by every beast except the friar and his duty kooks. They took turns at night, some watching whilst others slept. Trog Sellahog brought a fire holder up to the ramparts and mulled ale with spices in it to keep up their spirits and to ward off the chill of autumn nights and dawns. They sang many songs and recalled lots of old poems and monologues to while away the time. The Dibbons thought it was a wonderful holiday, even though they were guarded by Sister Alcaneth, who had roped them together.
I don't trust these little rogues on high wall tops.
She said it until every beast grew tired of the phrase, and the Dibbons paraded round, linked together, singing impudently.
Don't trust us, little rogues on wall tops. If we stand, then a poor old Dibbon falls. Fall on your elephantine, then you start to cry. That's what happens to little ones on walls.
They finally gave up when Abbess Mira threatened them with bath and bed, and Friar Bob brought them warm mushroom soup to drink. Fwill and Broggle sat with Fillorn and Boorab. They had drawn the last watch of the third night. Drog's fire holder was close by, and they sat wrapped in blankets, talking softly. Several times Boorab had volunteered to go down and work in the kitchens. His request being refused made him rather sulky.
Pish tosh to the blinking kitchens, I say. What? Measly fat little friar chasing the tail off a chap. Keep your paws out of this and don't dare touch that. Leave those measly flipping pasties alone. Get your nose out of that puddin'. Yah, boo to them, says I. What? I say, any of you bounders know when they're bringing a spot of brekkers around? The old tum's gurgling away like a drain.